This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Recreation Center, Twyla Wilson, Wilson Marketing, Marion County Public Health, iHealth Solutions, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Kevin Wadley, CPA, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Pleasantville Clinic, and Art 101. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How can good bookkeeping help a small business? Let's go in depth with Don Cron, CPA from Knoxville. So Don, how has business bookkeeping changed with recent advances in technology?
Well, fairly recently, everybody's using a computer to keep track of their bookkeeping system. It used to be we had a manual general ledger and everybody would keep track of things by paper, pencil and paper. Now we've got computers and it's really the preferred way because it's so easy to do it if you keep up with it, and it gives you so much more information than the old systems ever could.
Well, yeah, you just couldn't pull open the book and page through it and get the kind of data and the analysis of the data that you want now, I presume.
That's right, because at a push of a button, you can get a balance sheet for your business, and you can get a profit and loss statement on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis or a year-to-date, and you can also compare that with your budget. If you have the budget in the computer, it prints it right off.
Now, do you recommend for businesses that they develop their own, let's say, Excel spreadsheet, or should they use some other kind of bookkeeping package?
We recommend QuickBooks. It's a Quicken company, an Intuit company. QuickBooks or QuickBooks Pro is kind of the next step up. And with the good thing about QuickBooks Pro is you can put your two or three different companies on that same system. So that's what we usually recommend for our clients.
Okay. So you don't want people messing with spreadsheets unless they're really inclined to that?
No, we don't really, because, again, with the spreadsheet, that's just kind of a glorified pencil and paper system. Unless you take that spreadsheet on to the next step and put it into some kind of an income statement form, you don't really know where you are.
Okay. And so how does the record keeping with the computer program, how does that integrate with the CPA, with the person working with the data, and the client? How does that all work together?
Well, we do monthly bookkeeping for a lot of our clients, and they will either bring in their bank statement, which shows all their deposits and all the checks they've written, and we'll take those and put them into a computerized system for them. Or if they have the time and the know-how, they can do that and print off their own, and we can help them interpret the statements that they're seeing on a monthly basis.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by CrossFit Turnup at KNX Fitness and Training, Carter Construction, Hy-Vee in Knoxville, People's Bank, and the Knoxville Raceway. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Lauterbach Buick GMC, 3M, Knoxville Farm and Home, Sandals Lounge, and Home Realty.
I continued my conversation about good small business bookkeeping with Don Cron, CPA. I'm guessing that somewhere down the line you're going to be able to integrate directly with the bank. Is that right? Is that down the line?
That's already here.
It is.
This QuickBooks program that we're talking about can already download information from the bank right into the system.
Wow. So I don't have to print out anything and you have to re-enter the data. The data's already entered.
Right.
And it's the bank's data. It's not, no chance of the business owner's errors getting into it.
Well, the business owner has to monitor it and make sure everything's getting put in the right place. So it's not completely seamless, I don't think, at this point. But the technology is available to cut out a lot of steps.
It requires some permission, I guess, that you have to grant in QuickBooks, that QuickBooks goes in and digs into the bank account.
Correct.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. I'm not sure if QuickBooks digs into the bank information or it just downloads. I think it downloads it into the QuickBooks system.
But the bank, so essentially the business owner authorizes this access.
Yes.
So with passwords and
right.
all that.
Yeah.
And so it's safe.
Yes.
It's as safe as the banking system.
Yes.
We've just entered into the new year and we've got this, you know, nice system that gathers all of this kind of data, but it's only as good as the data that's put into it. So what kinds of things do you request that clients do this time of year and to maintain the, I guess, the integrity of their data and keep it fresh and up to date?
Well, what we tell our clients is they should sit down at the end of every month and look at their banking information and make and somehow get it into the bookkeeping system. So they'll take all their deposits and enter them in as sales or loan advances or whatever they are, and then they'll take all the checks they've written and enter them in as expenses or loan payments or asset purchases or whatever they are. And then at the end, when they get all that done, they need to reconcile the bank account and make sure all the activity in the bank is in their computerized system. And then they will have the tools they need to manage their business going forward every month.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by DMACC in Ankeny, Coffee Connection, Hammer Medical Supply, Knoxville Tax Service, and Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Knoxville. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Joel's Painting, Sterling Physical Therapy, Central College, Marion County Bank, and Pella Corporation.
I continued my conversation about good small business bookkeeping with Don Cron, CPA. And so then what kinds of analysis are done that people might be interested in looking at?
Well, most people are interested in looking at their profit and loss statement. Did we make money this month? Did we make money the last 3 months? That's the first thing they like to look at. So they'll put a critical eye. We tell them to put a critical eye toward their sales and their expenses and make sure everything looks like it's reasonable, like it makes sense according to their gut instinct. We also tell them that they should make a budget, an annual budget, and they can put that in the computer, and it'll divide it into a monthly budget. So they can compare their what they actually did during the month of January with what they hope to do according to their budget. And if they didn't make their budget, why? Is it a seasonal thing? Did they just not get out and pound the payment, so to speak, to get those sales in the door? What happened that they didn't make their budget? Are they going to make it up next month?
And so then do you look at it? Do you suggest different kinds of things for improvement of, let's just say, that help grow and increase their profits? Do you see something in there to help them sometimes?
Sometimes we can see things. Sometimes maybe their gross profit isn't as high as it should be. They have to, for example, if you're a restaurant and you get people in the door, you make your customer count every month and you're generating the sales that you want to generate, but maybe your menu prices aren't high enough to cover the increase in the cost of the food. We know that meat has been going up every month for a couple of years now. Maybe the restaurant hasn't been keeping up with that cost increase. So we can look at that gross profit and tell them, hey, this looks a little low. Or maybe they're overstaffing. Maybe their payroll is too high. And we have industry statistics that we can look at to compare our individual client with the industry to see if maybe some of those ratios are out of sync. And that's how we can help them.
Wow. But what if there's something, let's just say, having lived in big cities and in small towns, I know I've gotten better service in small towns than I do in big city. How do you reconcile that, that maybe there's something, that we have different kinds of expectations in different places? Does that ever come up with the comparing to the national standards?
There are probably some standards that you can look at, but that is more the owner's feel, I think. They would know by feedback from the customers if the customers are getting good service. I think if I don't get good service at a restaurant, I'm going to make a comment to either my waitress, or if I know the owner, if I'm in a small town, or even if I'm in Des Moines, I might tell the manager the service wasn't as good. So I think some of that kind of feedback you'll get.
Okay, so they need to know their environment and their customers, and so they'll have that kind of feedback independently.
That's right. That's not so much financial estimations and calculations, but it's a feel for the business that they have being on site day after day.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Pella Indoor Pool, Crossroads of Pella, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Pella Regional Health Center, and Verduft Agency. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dr. Kurt Vanderplug, Leighton State Bank, Windmill Cafe, and Van Manen, Seester, Meyer, and Nickel, CPA.
I continued my conversation about good small business bookkeeping with Don Cron, CPA. Do business owners, I presume some are very good at getting the data and getting it entered in, and I presume others aren't quite so good.
That's right.
So what are some of the strategies that the successful ones, the most successful ones do? I mean, presume they're all successful or they wouldn't be clients, but what are some of the habits of the most successful business people?
The most successful people keep on top of things every month. They not only know what they need to order and what they need to sell their products for, but they look at the financial information every month and they're able to spot problems in their information. And they seek out help for those areas in which they're weak.
Okay, so if I'm a business owner and I've got my year's worth of information, but I only enter it all in December, I might not have caught a problem.
That's right. A lot of people think they can just look at their bank balance and say, okay, I've got more money in the bank than I did at the beginning of the year, so I'm doing okay. Or I've got enough money to pay the bills, so I must be doing okay. But then at the end of the year, they actually look at everything and, you know, they could have done better.
And so that doesn't provide you an opportunity either. Say, if they only do it once a year, that doesn't give you an option, or them an option to work with you, say, quarterly, to try to tinker with the plan.
Right. A lot of business people get caught up in the day-to-day running of the business. They just keep up with whatever is important that day, and they lose track of different things they can do to actually manage the business to make it better and more profitable and more rewarding.
So I presume that there's a way where they can give their accountants or bookkeepers access, and then they can, then someone else can be entering the data, monitoring this, and then maybe flagging a problem. So the business owner who loves their business can be busy working and not have to be thinking about all of this because the accountant will be doing that?
The accountant has the ability to do that, yes. And the business owner has to take the time to visit with the accountant. It's not, they have to be interested enough and make the time to sit down and visit with their professional advisors.
Well, it would seem like every business owner would want to be maximizing, you know, their success by talking with accountants, but they're just too busy sometimes?
Too busy, yeah. Life takes over, business takes over. Maybe they're not convinced that they need to have a budget or they need to keep up on their books monthly, or, you know, there's all kinds of different reasons.
Mm-hmm. Is it rewarding sometimes when you can point out something that in the financials that the owner doesn't know that can help maybe make the business better or prosper more?
Yeah, it is rewarding for us. That's why we think we're here. That's part of our reason for providing this service, so we can help people achieve their goals and achieve a better lifestyle or improve their business somehow.
Any other last words of advice for the small business owner?
Well, starting a new year, if you've got some of those resolutions on your list, I'd encourage them to go ahead and sit down and do a budget and commit themselves to keeping up on their business financial, the financial side of their business on a monthly basis rather than letting it drag out till the end of the year.
Thanks to Don Cron for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.